Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And as we promised, we're back with more George Gershwin in our George Gershwin salute. And we've chosen, well, many of the things today probably will be unfamiliar because so much of their work really isn't that known because there are the standards and the favorites, and people seem to dwell on those. So we hope we're giving you an interesting taste of George Gershwin.
Well, when you consider the number of shows that they wrote, every show had 8 or 10 or 12 songs, and maybe 2 or 3 of them got to be popular. But the rest of them usually are just as good, but they were serving some practical purpose, like 2 people stood in front of the main curtain while they changed the scenery in the background so that there was no pause in the action that was going on stage. And we have a couple of songs like that that were kind of background songs, but we thought it would be appropriate to start with an overture, and we're going to use an overture to a show that played on both sides of the Atlantic, and it was a moderate hit in both places. The show was called Tiptoes. The year was 1925, and here is the overture played by the New Princess Theatre Orchestra, conducted by John McGlynn.
Thank you.
John McGlynn led the New Princess Theater Orchestra with the overture to Tiptoes by George Gershwin.
Our next song is a familiar one, but maybe not with this singer at this time. Big bands and dance bands made much of the Gershwin music even more popular because it were hits in the shows, and then they were hits for the dancers in the clubs afterwards on both sides of the Atlantic. Well, we have How Long Has This Been Going On, which I believe is kind of associated with Fred Astaire, among other people. It came from Funny Face in 1928, which was a Fred Astaire vehicle originally, but here we're going to listen to Miss Peggy Lee in her big band days when she sang with Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman and his orchestra with How Long Has This Been Going On, which appeared in Funny Face in 1928.
One of the wonderful things about the Gershwin tunes is how adaptable they are to various methods of interpretation. And this song, which has been around since 1924, is given an interesting treatment by a singer named Cliff Edwards, who at the time he recorded this number was known as Ukulele Ike, and he went on to become Jiminy Cricket. Fascinating Rhythm was found in the score of Lady Be Good, a Gershwin musical from 1924.
Do isn't distant when it'll drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking, just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Ukulele Ike Edwards sang Fascinating Rhythm from Lady Be Good, which was a hit on both sides of the Atlantic. We hope that you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Now, Pardon My English was not a popular show. It appeared in 1933. It did not do well. It was a political satire. Its leading lady had a thick Hungarian accent. No, not in real life, in the play. Now, we heard one of her songs last week not done with the accent, and that was that wonderful My Cousin from Milwaukee. Well, we've got another great song that was written for her that you might not know, and it's got one of my most favorite lines in any song written, which is, well, you'll hear it and I'll tell you at the end. This is called The Lorelei. Singing it is Kim Criswell with the Ambrosian Chorus, and we have John McGlynn leading the London Sinfonietta.
Back in the days of knights in armor, there once lived a lovely charmer, swimming in the Rhine. Her figure was divine. She had a yen for all the sailors, fishermen and gobs and whalers. She had the most immortal eye. They called her Lorelei. She created quite the stir, and I wanna be like her. I wanna be like the gal on the river who sang her songs to the ships passing by. She had the goods and how she could deliver. With lots of hey ho de ho hi de hi, and I can guarantee I'm full of passion like the Lorelei. I'm treacherous, yeah. on the sailor's neck. Each affair had a kick and a wallop, but what they craved she could always supply. I want to be just like that other trollop, the Lorelei. I want to be like that girl on the river who sang her songs to the ships passing by. She had the goods and how she could deliver. I'm full of passion, like the Lorelei. I'm treacherous, yo-yo. Oh, I just can't hold myself in check. I'm lecherous, yo-yo. I want to bite my initials on the sailor's neck. Each affair had a kick and a wallop, but what they craved she could always supply.
Kim Criswell with the Lorelei from Pardon My English, and that line, I want to bite my initials in a sailor's neck. I just never thought I'd ever hear a song with that lyric.
The last time we played that song, which was several years ago, a listener emailed us to say that it had become an earworm, which is one of those songs you absolutely cannot get out of your head.
This and My Cousin from Milwaukee, both of them, they're there. They just stay there and keep going. But what a wonderful earworm it is.
Well, we're going now to a show that was a hit on both sides of the Atlantic, and that was Strike Up the Band, a musical from 1927. Now, not every song in the score is as well known as every other song, and we've picked one of the songs that is not as well known as some of the big hits from that show. Meadow Serenade is the name of the song, and Kirite Kanawa does this as a solo on her Gershwin album. But here it's done as a duet. The singers are Juliet Lambert and Jason Grah.
My voice is just a sing-song. I must burst into a spring song. Hey, nonny, nonny, pimmini, mimmini, mo. Fondest memories seem to waken. To my boyhood days I'm taken. Hey, nonny, nonny, pimmini, mimmini, mo. in that dearest section of my recollection, back to fields of clover I'm conveyed. In that charming locale, nature must get vocal. Listen to that mellow serenade. The trees from the nearby thickets, where the oriole is calling and the bobolink is falling for his mate. I hear the sighing of the breeze and the chirping crickets, where the whippoorwill is wooing and the katydid is cooing to his cage. And I can hear the cowbell chorus that's now being played. Hummingbirds humming for us from deep in the shade. There's music in my heart as my thoughts go winging, where the spring is ever singing that meadow serenade.
A garage for Buicks and Dodges. Hey, nonny, nonny, nimini, nimini, mo. You had Prince and Rover, what dogs? Now you'll find them there as hot dogs. Hey, nonny, nonny, nimini, nimini, mo. Get your Coca-Cola, buy a new Victrola. Through the sea, the bill.
From the hit musical Strike Up the Band from 1927, you heard Meadow Serenade, sung by Juliet Lambert and Jason Graw.
The Goldwyn Follies was the film score that George Gershwin was working on when he died. He did write a few songs for it, and a couple were included posthumously. They kind of created them and put them in. Love Walked In was one of those. Here we have one of the songs that he did complete before his death. It was called I Was Doing All Right. Performing it is the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald.
I was doing all right. Nothing but rainbows in my sky. never noticed the rain till you came by. But now, whenever you're away, can't sleep nights and suffer all the day, I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing better than ever now.
The 1938 film The Goldwyn Follies, that was I Was Doing All Right, and this time we have it sung by the fabulous Ella Fitzgerald. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a Gershwin Salute Part 2 on The Dress Circle.
We're going now to a George and Ira Gershwin album I really like. It's a benefit concert performance, and it has a good many celebrities doing Gershwin, and some of them should, and some of them shouldn't. One of the ones I think should is William Catt, and he will be doing the title song from Delicious. Delicious was the first film score that the Gershwins wrote in 1931.
Of you, I must reveal the things I feel. What can I say? Each lovely phase of you just seems to baffle my descriptive powers. 24 hours of every day. What can I say? What is the thing I'd like to sing? I've said you're marvelous. I've said you're wonderful. And yet that's not it. Now let me see. I think I've got it. You're so delicious and so capricious. I grow ambitious to have care for me. That connection, you're my selection for true affection for all the time to be. Oh, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls before, but now there's one, and you're that one, the one girl I adore. You're so delicious and so capricious. If I'm repetitious, it's 'cause you're so delicious. There's one, and you're the one girl that I adore. You're so delicious and so capricious.
From a CD set called George and Ira Gershwin, A Musical Celebration on the MCA label, you heard William Catt do the title song from Delicious.
We're going to stay with this special concert celebration slash for another piece, performed this time by Christine Ebersole, who should sing absolutely everything all the time. This is a medley of two songs. The first comes from the Goldwyn Follies of 1938, as I mentioned, and that is I Love to Rhyme, which features some really interesting, crazy, Ira was really on a roll for this one, and she has a great deal of fun singing it. The other is another one of our fun Gershwin songs. This one comes from Delicious, the song you just heard from that film. It's called Blah, Blah, Blah.
Mountaineers love to climb. Criminals love to crime. But I love to rhyme. I love to say gay, may, day, hey, hey. Chuckle, knuckle, nickel, fickle, pickle. I love to rhyme. Society, propriety, there's no stopping when you've begun. Capacity, veracity, audacity, did you ever know such fun? I've written you a song, a beautiful routine, I hope.
hope you like it. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the little rhymes that lovers sing. Then just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 moon. Blah, 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 above. Blah, blah, blah.
That was Christine Ebersole from the George and Ira Gershwin, a musical celebration concert tribute, with a medley of I Love to Rhyme from the Goldwyn Follies and Blah, Blah, Blah from Delicious.
We're going now to one of those songs I mentioned earlier, a song that's kind of a background song. And this song appeared in a 1928 musical that was a hit on both sides of the Atlantic, and it has been revived in England, although I don't think OK is done very much anymore here because of the book. But the three of the minor characters sing a song called When Our Ship Comes Sailing In. And here the song is performed by Robert Westenberg, Patrick Cassidy, and Adam Arkin.
We stand watching the horizon, casting anxious, eager eyes on all the little ships as they go passing by.
How we're hoping, how we're yearning for a safe and sound returning. Are we soon to see our ship against the sky?
Anyone who's ever waited on a pier will appreciate our feeling here.
What a tender welcome we will give our friends as their journey ends. When our ship comes sailing in, we will shout our joy with a ship ahoy. Good or bad days will begin when we start unloading the ship.
Our guilty conscience we will try to smother.
We'll hail each prohibitionist a brother
and sell a dozen cases to his mother.
When our ship comes sailing in, full of pagan, pagan gin.
Just imagine our position, think of all the competition that we've got along the whole Atlantic shore.
From Southampton to Miami, coast patrols of Uncle Sammy on our business are declaring open war.
Would think that what we're doing was a crime, helping you to have a decent time.
congressmen and senators kick up a fuss. Then they buy from us when our ship comes sailing in.
When our ship of dreams through the harbor seems,
our glad days will begin.
Mr. Volstead, pardon our sin.
Champagne in a cargo that will please ya.
Just give your girl a kiss and she will squeeze ya.
She needn't know we mix it with magnesia.
When our ship comes sailing in, full of bacon.
It's paining us to tell of it.
The money that we get is not all bell of it.
The cops take all our profits, that's the hell of it.
When our ship comes sailing in, full of Hagen, Hagen gin.
Robert Westenberg, Patrick Cassidy, and Adam Arkin sang When Our Ship Comes Sailing In from OK, and this comes from a CD called George and Ira Gershwin, Standards and Gems.
We'll turn now to a song that came from The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, a score that was put together with the help of Kay Swift. The song is entitled Aren't You Kind of Glad We Did, and features Betty Grable and Dick Hames.
Wasn't my intention to disregard convention. It was just an impulse that had to be obeyed. Beacon Hill behavior we've been scorning,
but I'll not go in mourning, though my reputation is blemished, I'm afraid. What's done is done,
but wasn't and isn't it fun? Honestly, I thought you wouldn't. Naturally, you thought you couldn't. And probably we shouldn't. But aren't you kind of glad we did? Actually, it all was blameless.
Of course it was.
Nevertheless, they'll call it shameless,
I suppose.
So the lady shall be nameless.
Thank you.
But aren't you kind of glad we did? Socially, you'll be an outcast. Obviously, we dined alone. On your good name, there will be doubt cast,
with never a sign of any chaperone.
No matter how they may construe it,
it'll be the wrong way.
Whether or not we have to rue it,
we will.
Whatever made us do it, say, aren't you kind of glad we did?
Honestly, I thought I wouldn't.
But you did.
Naturally, I thought I couldn't. And probably I shouldn't.
But aren't you kind of glad we did? The community will call me Viper.
The opportunity should have been riper.
We'll have to pay the piper. But what we did, we're glad we did.
Supper was quite above suspicion. milk in the glasses when they'd clink.
Listening to a tired musician.
But what is it Mr. Packard's going to think?
That I'm a rounder, a bounder, a cad, a Boston blighter.
And you are, too. You shouldn't be seen alone with your typewriter.
Oh, let's turn to something brighter.
Whatever we did, we're glad we did.
From The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, that was Betty Grable with Dick Hames, and Aren't You Kind of Glad We Did.
When the George White Scandals of 1922 opened on Broadway, it had a one-act opera by George Gershwin and Buddy De Silva called Blue Monday. And from that opera, which was cut after the opening night because nobody seemed to understand it, we have a song called 135th Street Blues. It's sung here by Anne Brown, Harry Stockwell, John B. Hughes, and the Warner Brothers Chorus as it appeared in Rhapsody in Blue, a biography of George Gershwin.
Operatic style, and like the white man's opera, the theme will be love, hate, passion, jealousy.
My Joe. by Joe. I don't want a thing, dear, but you. But after all, I'm only human, and I'm a mighty jealous woman. And still, just as long as
close with Kiri Te Kanawa with a piece from The Show Is On from 1936 by Strauss.
Jingle.
Christ roses are a thing. So I say to a cha-cha, hey, Rose, just give me a lump of
We closed with the last song that George and Ira Gershwin wrote for Broadway by Strauss featuring Kiri Teikainawa. And that's it for this Gershwin salute. We hope you'll join us next week when we're going to be taking a look at some parades. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.